Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا وَسَدَتْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَطْرَافُ النِّعَمْ فَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا أَقْصَاهَا بِقِلَّةِ الشُّكْرِ. When the signs of Allah's favor have shown upon you, do not push them away through lack of gratefulness. I believe most of you are familiar with this beautiful and meaningful verse of Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jalla explains one of the main rules of blessings, and that is, لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. Here the Quran teaches us that being grateful will increase the blessings and vice versa. In other words, the reward of being grateful towards a blessing is that more blessings related to it will come our way. In the hikmah that we are discussing, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the same thing, but in a slightly different way. He tells us that blessings tend to come gradually. One blessing will be followed by others. Unless our ingratitude drives away the blessings that are yet to come. We have many blessings that are rewards for the correct use of another blessing and so are called rewarded blessings. For example, in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book, there is no doubt in it, a guidance to the God-weary. The question that might arise here is that those who are among the God-weary and pious people have already been guided. So what is this guidance that Quran is referring to? The answer is that these people have been guided to some extent, placing them among the pious, and now this is a rewarded guidance that enables them to go further. Or the beautiful hadith that Umm Salama has narrated from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, where he says, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا جَعَلَ لَهُ وَاعِظًا مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَجْزَاجِرًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ يَأْمَرَهُ وَيَنْهَى. If Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a servant, He will grant him a nafs that will be his reminder and a restrainer for his heart to order him and forbid him. Therefore, a person who is continuously in conflict with his nafs and ammara, i.e. carnal self, which is mentioned in Surah Yusuf verse number 53, and keeps up his fight until he becomes a servant loved by Allah Azza wa Jalla, will then he be granted the nafs lawama, i.e. critical self, mentioned in Surah Qiyamah verse number 2. And after that, there will be the nafs mulhama, i.e. inspired self, which is mentioned in Surah Ash-Shams verse number 7 and 8. And then the nafsul mutma'inna, i.e. the peaceful self, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr verse number 27. And all these was said in order to explain the concept of the increase of favors and blessings as a result of gratitude. This concept is also explained in other sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. For example, Hikmah number 244 of Nahj al-Balagha says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ فِي كُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ حَقَّ فَمَنْ أَدَّاهُ زَادَهُ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ قَسَرَ عَنْهُ خَاطَرَ بِزَوَالِ النِّعَمِ. Surely, in every blessing there is a right of Allah. If one discharges that right, Allah increases the blessing. And if one falls short of doing so, one stands in danger of losing the blessing. And also in Hikmah number 246 of Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, احذروا نفار النعم فما كل شارد بمردود. Beware the slipping away of blessings, because not everything that runs away comes back. Some of the ulama have come with the explanation of birds perching on the branches of a tree, which makes other birds to follow them and come to that tree. But if one wrong movement or sound happens, all the birds will fly away. And here, those birds are the blessings which need to be appreciated so that other blessings follow. However, with the lack of appreciation and wrong use of the blessings, all blessings will fade away. There is also this beautiful narration from Imam Baqir alayhi salam in Biharul Anwar, which talks about a gathering in the presence of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, asked them to count some of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of them started counting their properties, like house and wives and children and sheep and camels and other belongings, as blessings of Allah azza wa jalla. The Prophet salawatullah salamu alayhi turned towards Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, "They have said what they knew. Now it is your turn, my dear brother, to answer my question." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Inna Allah khalaqani wa lam aku shay'an madhkura wa an ahsana bi faj'alani hayyan la mawata." The first blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon me was my creation. He created me from nothingness and gave me existence. And Allah did me a favor by making me alive and not dead. And أنشأني فله الحمد في أحسن سورة وأعدل تركيبا. All praise due to Him, that when He created me, He created me in the best form and prescribed the best moderate composition. And جعلني متفكرا واعيا لا أبله صاهيا. All praise due to Him, that He created me a thinker and knowledgeable and not foolish and forgetful. And جعل لي شواعرا أدرك بها ما ابتغيت وجعل في سراجا منيرا وأن هداني لدينه ولن يضلني عن سبيله. All praise due to Him, that He created senses for me that make me understand the realities and left a bright light for me through which I could get out from the darkness and differentiate the paths, and He guided me to His religion and did not led me astray. وَأَنَّ جَعَلَ لِي مَرَدًّا فِي حَيَاةٍ لَنْ قِطَاءَ لَهَا وَأَنَّ جَعَلَنِي مَلَكًا مَالِكًا لَا مَمْلُوكًا. All praise due to Him, that He has left me on a path in life that will never be interrupted, and He made me the owner of myself and did not make me to be owned. And between each blessing that Amir al-Mu'mineen was mentioning, Prophet salawatullah salamu alayhi was confirming him and asking him to continue. And Imam Ali alayhi salam got to this phrase where he said, وَأَنْ سَخَّرَ لِي سَمَاءَهُ وَأَرْضَهُ وَمَا فِيهَا وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. All praise due to Him, that He made the heavens and the earth and what is in them to be under my command. Again, Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, kept asking Imam Ali alayhi salam to continue counting the blessings, and Imam answered by reciting this verse of the Holy Quran, Ya Nabi Allah, and if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Then Rasulullah smiled and said, May this knowledge be blessed for you, O Abu al-Hasan. You are the inheritor of my knowledge, and you will clarify the differences to my nation after me. Whoever follows you and continues your path will be guided, and whoever avoids you and takes you as an enemy, he will not benefit on the day of resurrection. There's also another beautiful narration in Bahar al-Anwar from Misma ibn Abd al-Malik, who says, "We were sitting in the presence of Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and eating grapes. A needy person came and asked for help. Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, 'Give him this bunch of grapes.' The beggar said, 'I don't need a bunch of grapes. If it is a dirham, I will accept it.' Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, 'May Allah grant you vastness and breadth of blessings.' The beggar left, but returned after a while and said, 'Give me the same bunch of grapes.' Abu Abdullah did not give him anything and said, 'May Allah bless you with His mercy.' It didn't take long before another needy person came, and Abu Abdullah picked 3 grapes and put them in his hand. The beggar took the 3 grapes and said, 'Praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds. I thank Allah for giving me sustenance.' Abu Abdullah alayhi salam asked him to wait, and then he filled both his hands with grapes and gave them to the poor. The beggar took the grapes and said, 'Praise belong to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.' Abu Abdullah alayhi salam asked him to wait again, and then he asked his servant if he has dirhams with him. The servant took about 20 dirham from his bag, and Abu Abdullah gave all of them to the beggar. The beggar took the dirham and said, 'Praise belongs to Allah. Allah, this blessing is from you, you who have no partner or equal.' Again, Abu Abdullah asked him to wait, and then he took off his shirt and gave it to him. The beggar took the shirt and put it on and said, 'Praise belongs to Allah, who put clothes on my naked body.' And he returned to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, 'O Abu Abdullah, may Allah reward you well.' And he left. The narrator says, 'Later we thought to ourselves that if he had not prayed for Abu Abdullah and continued to only praise Allah, Abu Abdullah would have probably kept on adding to his gifts.' Of course, this doesn't mean that we should not thank people when receiving their blessings. As one of the very popular hadiths from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, says, 'La yashkuru Allah man la yashkuru nas.' The one who does not thank people has not thanked Allah. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be aware and grateful about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which will open the door for more blessings. And also do not forget to thank the people who are the means of delivering these blessings to you." And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.